every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NA, OACA, GAPA, SLA, SLAACR, RRMM. HAPADRALBAFWA
MOUSE.
We don't speak for Annette Funicello. Who's the guy?
Frankie Avalon.
Was he in the Mickey Mouse Club? Wasn't there a guy? There was Annette and there was a guy too.
Frankie Avalon.
He was in the Mickey Mouse Club? I know he did a lot of movies with her. Oh, okay. You know who else was in the Mickey Mouse Club?
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake. How about that? Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always with...
Shelley.
And Mark.
Sweet. So, how is everybody's day today?
Sweet.
Sweet.
It was lovely, thank you.
It was fine.
Awesome. You don't seem to get upset if I go, awesome.
No, we just have to get you off that sweet kick.
Yeah, it's starting to sound like Deliverance in here.
You know what's great, though? You guys have said it more than I have.
I've
heard Mark say it twice, and you say it once. And I only said it once.
Yeah.
Squeal like a pig, boy.
Aw, come on. I don't need the mental picture.
I can never look at, after that movie, I can never look at Ned Beatty the same way again. Not that I ever looked at Ned Beatty in any particular way.
Gee, you got a pretty mouth.
You got a pretty
mouth,
boy.
Come
on. What? So it's a movie. Like, what movie do you like, Shelley? If you were going to talk about a movie, what movie would it be?
I don't know. It's been so long since I watched movies that it's like I have no clue.
Okay, I got a good movie for Shelley. Are you ready? I'll just say a line from it. He's not all the way dead.
Mostly dead.
The Princess Bride. The Rodents of Unusual Size.
The R-O-U-S's?
Yes.
I'm using my Agrippa.
Yeah.
No more rhymes now. I mean it.
Does anybody want a peanut? Oh. Well. Well, I was going to start out something, then I figured I better stop for a second. But, well, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Okay.
Awesome. Let's see. Both get the Humble Trophy because that was the most awesome Foley I've ever heard.
We just put it over here between us.
Okay, we have shout-outs, too.
I love that we actually moved the Humble Trophy around the studio while we're recording. It, you know, and it's a little... We need more in the middle. It's a little too close to you there.
Wow. Just a little bit further.
Yeah, toward Bruce's side.
It's all
okay,
good now.
Okay, we have shout-outs to Howard, Fran, Robert... No, Howard. Our friend Howard.
Yeah, Howard.
Howard the Duck?
No, he's not the duck.
Oh, that was.
That was a horrible movie.
It was a horrible movie. Howard, Fran, Robert, Sarah, Bill, Phil, Donald, and Mark P. As
My
opposed
sponsee.
To Mark U.
Mark P's.
Just 2 days a week.
Ow. Ow.
Okay, now let's see. In South Pasadena.
Not that far.
South Pass.
South Pass. Alan Ehrlich. Got a little upset today, or no, Thursday. Took matters into his own hands when a major traffic light went out on Thursday morning at Fair Oaks and Huntington Avenue.
That's a busy spot.
It's a very
busy spot.
Fair Oaks and Huntington.
Wow.
The police in Pasadena say they cannot pay for traffic control. They know the light goes out regularly, and that it regularly creates backups of anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes. Along that intersection.
Did he start directing traffic?
He got out of his car, he pulled over, and started directing traffic, had the intersection cleared in 10 minutes.
Attaboy.
He used a yellow T-shirt that he, or an orange T-shirt that he had in his car.
You know what I would have done? I would have purposely crashed into someone and sued the crap out of him.
He got a ticket for directing traffic.
I'm sure he did.
And he said, well, we wouldn't have to do this if the police would do their jobs, and to which the police replied, we're not going to do it. We don't have the money.
I would have sued the city, the police department, and the dude with the yellow shirt.
Well, Mr. Ehrlich already has... What?
You're a troublemaker.
Yes, yeah, he is a troublemaker.
Absolutely.
Mr. Ehrlich already has plans to address the matter at an upcoming city council meeting.
Perfect.
I don't think he's... Yeah, I mean, they'll something will come of it. They'll fix that light or something, but...
They won't fix the light. They might fix the ticket.
No, they'll fix the ticket for sure.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. In Wangchung Village in China...
Wait a minute. Wangchung Village? Everybody
Chong.
Wang Chung tonight?
Wang Chung.
Do they play certain music there?
No, but they have live snakes with beer. Apparently,
wow, live
a new
with beer.
Burgeoning fad is to eat live snakes as an appetizer and wash them down with beer. And I've seen...
We're like sitting here looking at you like, wow.
And it's becoming a fad. Apparently, some people don't like it. There have even been people that have vomited from watching people eat these snakes live. And I saw the picture, and I can see why. It looks totally gross.
You don't suppose these are one-eyed snakes?
No.
No, but I'm just trying to figure out, what would we do if we were there? We'd have to have the live snakes without the beer.
Yeah, we just have to have live snakes.
Ew, that would be gross. A doctor specializing in digestion at a local hospital is concerned about this new fad because he said that they could suffer nerve problems and risk infection from parasites when eating the snakes.
Yeah, plus when you crap snakes' teeth, they really hurt.
Yeah.
I imagine.
Fangs.
Okay.
Bless you.
Gesundheit. Thank you.
I thought this was interesting. Cornell University researchers Jason Yazinski and Igor Labutov rigged up a chatbot system to allow two online avatars to talk to each other. They set them up in the program so that it started out as a normal conversation and then let it go to see what would happen. And every time they let it go, the conversation degenerates into inane bickering, outright lies, and insults, usually over religion. And then one computer will get mad and log off.
Okay, so explain this again. The avatars are chatting with each other.
Yes.
So these are like some kind of programmed response. One says something, the other one
which
replies.
Which triggers a response in the other one. And it always escalates into
an argument. Is it me or
argument.
Does that creep anyone out like it's scary?
Yeah.
Like this is learning things.
Right.
And you found this interesting.
Yes, I did, actually.
Remember the movie War Games?
Yeah.
Where the computer says it's
Whopper.
The only way to win is to not play. It's like playing tic-tac-toe.
Hello, Joshua.
Yeah. Okay, we have our lovely TSA back in the news. Three TSA agents and two police officers have been arrested, accused of being involved in a massive oxycodone trafficking operation between Connecticut, New York, and Florida, according to the U.S. DOJ.
None of this stuff is going to Washington, is it?
It doesn't say Washington. It's mostly going between Florida and New York, with stopovers
Late
in Connecticut.
Something or other...
Mm-mm.
Washington?
It doesn't say anything like that. What?
Just checking.
No. Okay.
I know someone that lives in near some lake in Washington.
Washington, D.C.
Oh, Washington, D.C.
I was just checking.
This
is the Department of Justice, not the state of Washington.
Try to keep up with your geography.
Yeah. Officials said that the five of them were accused of receiving cash to assist in moving tens of thousands of oxycodone pills through airports.
I think they just had back pain.
Just massive amounts of back pain.
They had back pain all the way down to their second cousin.
Yeah. That's a lot of back pain.
I'm in Schenectady, New York.
Schenectady.
You got to wonder how that got its name.
Well, it was probably a Native American name at some point. And it got bastardized.
And peyote was involved.
Yeah. You know, me smoking peach pipe.
Go outside and talk to his friend Sydney. Hey,
Derek Smith got an unusual piece of mail. He is actually on trial for murder right now.
Was it sent to him by an avatar?
No.
From a chat room?
No. He got a jury summons. He got a jury summons in the mail to serve on his own jury.
Oh, I would take
that for sure.
Wow, I'd
answer that right away.
Yes, he did, in fact. He stood up in court and said he would be happy to serve.
I'll bet.
Whereupon the court burst into laughter.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
It's funnier than hell.
Hey, I guarantee a hung jury.
Yeah.
At the worst. Best I walk scot-free, but otherwise I walk anyway.
First thing I do, fire my attorney.
Yeah.
I don't need you.
I got it in the bag. Yeah. I'm good.
Yeah, we absolutely proved, beyond a doubt, his DNA was all over the murder weapon and the person who was killed. No questions, Your Honor.
We'll
stipulate.
Okay, I don't know what state this next one is in.
State of confusion.
But it has to do with White Castle hamburgers.
That's obviously the state of hopelessness.
That puts it in the Midwest.
Yeah, it's in the Midwest. Stockbroker
Missouri.
Stockbroker Martin Kessman is suing White Castle. He's a devoted 290-pound White Castle fan.
Because they suck?
Because seats and their tables are too close together, and he can't fit into them properly without whacking his knees and getting stuck.
He cut 7,000 White Castle burgers ago.
Yeah.
Well, he says, I'm quoting him here, he says, "They're stationary booths. I'm not humongous, but I'm a big guy, and I could not wedge myself in." I saw a picture of him sitting in the little tables, and they do look kind of close together.
Drive through.
Okay. I
no,
he sends
his wife now to pick
up the
burger. I have
to ask both Shelley and Mark at this juncture.
What?
You guys are convinced about the bombasticness of the White Castle.
Sliders, baby.
Yeah, they're good.
My mom and dad, who grew up with them, my dad is quick to say, and he grew up right down the street from one, the only reason they went is because they were so cheap.
No.
You don't like them?
No. I like double doubles from In-N-Out.
What didn't you like about them?
They're greasy little... They're horrible.
They're not greasy. They're steamed.
Great.
Okay.
They're steamy, oniony goodness.
Oh,
yeah, they are.
They're disgusting. Oh,
cheese
and then they put
onions,
just the right amount of pickles on.
I know. And running on, the cheese is dripping off them with a little bit of grease.
And no ketchup.
And onions. Oh, man.
Yeah, but see, he's saying a little bit of grease. You're saying they're not greasy.
They're not
steamed.
Greasy.
Which
they're
is
steamed.
A little bit of grease. It's okay.
Maybe a little bit.
They're horrible. They're a horrifying excuse for a hamburger.
The burger bun, or not the burger, the
my dad's
the
burger itself
is steamed.
You could get like a six pack of them for a dime when he was young. And he's like, that's the only reason why anyone would go there. They went there on their the reunion, and apparently wasn't such a memorable experience.
When I started eating there, they're six for a dollar.
Yeah, see, there.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Wow.
They were great.
Okay.
I was high.
Well.
You were high, yeah. Wow, dude, those are the best hamburgers I ever had, man.
I was 18 years old when I ate those. Oh, they were good. Oh. It was good. It's good.
You just don't remember, though. 18 years old.
I just had them again a few years ago, so.
Oh.
I was in St. Louis.
God. My mom got you.
First stop.
My mom got them in the freezer variety where they send you, get a box of them.
Oh, those aren't the same.
They're really close.
Those aren't the same.
They're really close.
Nah.
They're really.
Got off
you know
the
what?
Plane.
We're never.
Got off the plane in St. Louis. First stop on my way to the rental car agency.
Well, you know what you should do? You should see if you can get them to sponsor us. I won't be eating any of them, which will probably kill the sponsorship possibility, but.
I'll eat your share.
In-N-Out. Let's get In-N-Out as sponsors.
Go for it.
Okay. White Castle is.
It's all over the East Coast.
Too many places.
Okay.
Harold and Kumar went there, though.
And had sex. Not with each other.
Hopefully not with the burger.
Secret sauce.
American pie.
Okay, Shelley, you can have the show back now.
Yay, I can go on to the next story. I believe the next story takes place in Illinois. It doesn't say, but I remember looking it up.
Illinois?
So I think it was Illinois. And the woman that caused the accident was not drunk or high.
Okay.
Or Democrat.
And her name is actually not identified in the story. She was backing her car out of her driveway when the accelerator pedal became wedged, and she went zooming across the street, crashed through a tree, and then into the home of Zachary Eisenberg, a 28-year-old. She killed him.
Oh. Yeah, more than
he got
crush.
Squished.
He got crushed.
More than a crush.
Yes, he got squished. His roommate,
just inherited a bunch of stuff.
His broken well, he stuff. Might have if he weren't in jail.
Broken stuff.
Thomas Micucci.
Micucci?
Wow.
Micucci and Coochie Coo.
Micucci, being the only surviving member of that household, is now in jail because when the police went to look for more survivors, just in case there was somebody else in the
meth
house,
lab.
They found 13 pot plants in a locked room, along with illegal possession of a firearm by a felon, because Micucci actually
they
has a felony.
To the dead guy.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'd say. They belong to the dead
guy. There it is.
And a half an ounce of cocaine and $2,000 in cash.
Cash was mine.
Yeah, yeah, now, the cash was mine. Everything else belonged to everyone else.
That's what he's claiming. That's what Micucci's claiming, that it belongs to Eisenberg. But only the money was found in Eisenberg's bedroom. The rest of it was found in Micucci's bedroom.
That wasn't my bedroom. This was a weird roommate thing we were doing.
Yeah, yeah. That's what he's going to say.
We were doing that exchange rooms for a week.
I'm talking as fast as I can.
Walk a mile in the other guy's moccasins.
That's right.
But can you imagine what a crappy day? Somebody crashes into your house, kills your roommate, and then you go to jail.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
I'll save
of a day.
Seat for him.
Yeah. We have a really sad story. The next one is very sad. Niall Pazzi.
Yeah, of course, the guy where the guy got crushed in his living room.
Yeah, that's sad too. But I mean, Niall Pazzi, 20 years old. He was a law student. He drowned after attempting to swim across the River Thames after a drinking session. He was after a drinking session to celebrate winning a bet, and the bet was that he could stay sober for a month.
You know what the sad part was? He was like 3/4 of the way across and decided he couldn't make it and swam back.
Yeah.
No, they saw him go down and he never
you
came
know
back
what?
Up.
It ain't that far across.
Well, he was, found his
this
body.
Isn't, this isn't like swimming across the Colorado River in rapids. I mean, this is the Thames.
Yeah, when they found his body, it was 4 times the legal limit.
Oh, well, that'll have an effect on your ability.
To swim, yeah. Yeah,
that'll screw up your breaststroke.
Yeah, that was very sad.
No, the breaststroke stays okay.
Okay.
As long as you stay in the bar.
Yeah. Let me see. Check
with
our time.
The ladies.
Ooh. Okay, we got to move on. I'm just going to do this last one because we're at 16 minutes.
Okay.
We're actually at more than that because of the jingle.
Yeah, you forget about the bantering at the beginning.
This week's person of Walmart is Scott Shover, a 53-year-old man in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, who was caught eating raw meat off the shelf. He opened packages of raw ground beef, ate a little, then put the package back on the shelf. The strange thing is that according to his booking photo, he has no teeth.
That's why he was eating raw
well,
ground
actually,
beef.
It also says that he ate raw stew beef, too.
I knew a guy that had no teeth that used to eat steak.
Yeah,
I don't know how. No, I mean, he would chew it, but with no teeth.
I know who you're talking about.
His name was Bob. This guy's name was Peg Leg Bob, actually.
Oh, I'm thinking someone totally different.
Peg Leg Bob, was that his mafia name?
Matter of fact, he would have been around when that meeting at Charter was very, very young.
I knew Bob.
He used to claim he lost his leg in Nam, and it turned out he was drunk on the streets in Utah and passed out on the street, and some, like a cab or something ran it over.
I think we're done.
Yes, that's the end of the boozy news. Is there a woman you love that drinks too much or uses drugs? Or maybe that woman is you. At Casa de las Amigas, we can help. Casa de las Amigas is a beautiful facility nestled in a quiet Pasadena, California neighborhood. We have beautiful flowers, soothing fountains, and comfortable rooms, all very reasonably priced. Casa de las Amigas has a superb reputation in the recovery community and society at large. We have provided substance abuse services to women for over 44 years who are in search of a productive and sober life and the opportunity to achieve it. There is a spiritual wind that calmly flows across the grounds of our facility, touching the women with a willingness they may have never experienced before now. We have 30, 60, or 90-day residential treatment programs, intensive outpatient treatment, and our sober living environment provides the opportunity to work or obtain an education while living in a safe, sober atmosphere. Our caring and compassionate counseling staff walks the women through the complex recovery process with dignity and grace. For a free assessment, please call us at 626-792-2770. 626-792-2770.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. So, Shelley, we have a topic kind of sent in by one of our listeners.
Sort of in an oblique way. I don't think he intended it as a topic, but it's going to end up being a topic. The topic is, I'm sick of me too.
As in how?
That makes two of us.
Makes three of us.
I don't know. I can actually see several ways that you could approach the topic, but I mean, the obvious one is...
Toss a couple onto the floor. We'll see if we pick them up.
The obvious one that... Okay, there's something flying around my head.
Shelly's getting bugged.
Yeah, it's your hair. You're
no.
shaking it.
No, she's getting bugged.
There was a bug somewhere.
It was. It was white.
God. Anyway, the most obvious... Now I'm dizzy from shaking my head around.
It's the tumor bug.
The most obvious way would be you get somebody who goes in and out of the program multiple times, you know, gets sober for a little while, then goes back out, then comes back in and, oh, help me, help me, help me. I really got this now. This time it'll be different. Goes out again, comes back in again, does that multiple times. And at some point, people are going to get sick of it. And at some point, you got to think that that person is sick of it too, because how miserable is that to keep getting sober and keep failing? I mean, your self-esteem is in the toilet. You feel like crap physically. And you're starting to run out of people who are willing to help you. So you're starting to get a little desperate.
Amazingly enough, I can relate.
And how so?
Well, I spent 8.5 years trying to get 90 days. And what would happen to me, as I assume has happened to numerous people that have done the retread route, I would ask people for help and they would help me. At first. And then after a while, when I was in an Alano Club situation where I could hit up different people, I would continue to hit up different people until I'm already back around to person one again, and I'm hitting them up. And then after about 2, 3, 4, 5 years of that, people are like, dude, I've already helped you like 12 times. You know what you need to do? Just go do it. And I think when I began to get a little sick of myself... and all my avenues of help, including my parents and all that stuff, were gone. That's when I got it. I mean, I had gotten sick of myself to the point of that everyone else had gotten sick and tired of trying to help me. And you know what? It was AA and NA and CA ended up being the last house on the block. And then amazingly enough, when I actually stayed sober, then people wanted to help me again. Go figure. How about you, Mark? Now, I know you don't have the personal experience of the in and out thing.
But I'm very tolerant of people who do.
I'm sure you are.
I'm practicing tolerance this week.
Acceptance is the answer to all Mark's problems today.
That's right. Sarah has found this very amusing tonight.
Mark's got a gun with newcomer names scratched into the handle.
Shelley's itching to say something. I can just see. She was...
Actually, I'm not. I'm waiting for you to elucidate.
Elucidate? Or hallucinate?
Elucidate.
Okay.
To expound upon this subject.
You know, I've had a couple of people, one that you sponsor, that I finally just, the enough is enough time.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know... And I just blasted him at a meeting. And, you know, and sometimes that's effective and sometimes that works. But I think most of the time when people are, you know, like Shelley said, when they're sick of themselves too, they don't need anybody else to heap it on them in the program. So I think that we just, you know, we need to understand that we're not there for us anyway. We're there for the newcomer. And that's our role in the program.
Now, how do you think you determine when enough is enough? Because, you know, I mean, there's people that we see come in and then they go out. Mm-hmm. And then they come in and they go out. Maybe they do it two or three times, or maybe they do it 6 or 7 times. I mean, when you make that determination that, you know what, I'm done helping this guy.
Depends on my serenity level.
How about you, Shelley? What's your determining factor?
I don't know. You know, a few days ago I had a determining factor on someone. I got someone hanging around like the last chicken in the shop. And I'm trying to be tolerant, but this person doesn't want what I have and has stated that. And yet still keeps calling me for help, emotional help.
Well, you know why? Because she's saying you're her friend, whether you're her sponsor or not.
Well, and I've explained the situation to her, and she's still texting me, and she called me once. And a few days ago, I was ready to just, you know, lower the boom. And to be honest, now I'm thinking about it from a different perspective. It's like, it doesn't really take that much time out of my day to answer a couple of texts. And I have learned to say, I have to go and do something else right now. I'll be back later. Mm-hmm. And if I keep the avenue open, she might come back. Maybe, maybe not. But I don't want to totally cut it off and say, no, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. You know, I did say that, when I offer suggestions, when she asks for help and she says, well, I can't do that. And I said, well, I don't have anything else. And that ends this conversation.
Coming to the meetings always has to be the safe haven for the newcomer, no matter how many times they return.
Yeah. And how about that? Because you know what? What about the people that have come in a zillion times and they're feeling uncomfortable because the people in the meeting have let them know, I'm not interested in helping you anymore because you've come in 20 times? How does that work?
Well, it doesn't work very well because then they feel like there's no place to go. And we're supposed to be the last house on the block. We're supposed to be the place where you do go.
Because like when I used to go to meetings around this particular place I'm talking about, the Alano Club, I had gone around there many times. I'd had people tell me, I'm not going to help you. And those people were always at those meetings. I mean, there was no way for me to go to those meetings without running into those people.
Mm-hmm. What? Why are you looking at me?
Well, I mean, that was just a statement. You know, it was along with what you said. Okay. You know, okay. Shelly is jumping up.
Okay. First of all,
what do we have in the studio tonight?
There's a Black Widow right there. Okay. Second of all, something just ran around behind the washer. I'm not kidding.
I heard it.
You mean behind the mixing board?
I heard it. I heard it scramble.
Okay, first of all, I got to kill this Black
Widow. Shelly's out after, you know, this is riveting for the folks at home. Shelly's got out the slipper of death. There went the Black Widow.
Okay. Black Widow's dead.
Why didn't you let the Black Widow go kill the thing that ran behind the back?
The thing that ran behind the back would eat the Black Widow.
Yeah, but the thing that ran behind the back is closest to my chair.
I was out here in the studio late last night, and there was something out here with me. I don't know what it was, but it wasn't all that quiet either. I thought it might have actually been a possum, because we've actually had some baby opossums around here before in the past. And I don't know if you've ever seen, but baby opossums have quite the set of chompers on them, as do other. Mark's looking around for an implement. There's a saw over there.
I don't want to operate on the thing. I just want to chase it.
Okay. Well,
how about that white? Oh no,
that's a light bulb.
That's a light bulb. That's okay. You could smoke them out with the poison gas from the fluorescent bulb.
Okay. Let's just get back to the subject. If it comes out, then we'll get it then.
Okay.
All right.
Or we'll interview it.
Yes, we'll interview it. You can also say that, you know, I have found myself at times in recovery getting sick of myself because I've been going on the same thing that I'm confused about for so long.
Oh, that's good.
That I am just sick of talking about it. You know, I've talked about it with my sponsor. I've prayed about it. It's going around and around and around in my head. And I'm like, you know what? I am just done with it. I am over this. I don't care if it gets resolved. I don't want to think about it anymore. And the funny thing is that when I get to that point where I'm just completely sick about it, it solves itself.
When you embrace it.
Yeah, when I get beaten down again enough, when I surrender to the problem, it ends up solving itself.
You ever had that experience, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, when you embrace the issue, it usually isn't anything all that major. You know, we make them as major as we want them to be.
Well, it's kind of like, I can see that in a lot of ways, mm-hmm. like where something's going on in your life, and after a while, it's like the same thing over and over and over again. I had an experience like that when my brother passed away, where, as fate would have it, on his Facebook page, there are still people chatting up on that Facebook
page. Multiple people.
Like, you know, like
he's going to pop into the room in a second.
Yeah, like he's still there. And for a while, not so much now, but for a while, it was really draining on me. I know my mom likes that page because people that go to that page, you know, say how much they miss them and everything. And after a while, that was just getting really old on me every day, seeing like the same kind of things. And it's like, and I was getting sick of myself for feeling that way. You know, because it was like every day I'd go in and I would find myself and be like, oh my God, not again. And then at the same time, I'm like, why am I thinking like that? So I was kind of like down on myself for being down on the fact that people were still remembering my brother kindly. And that it didn't seem right.
I have the feeling right now, I've been getting the feeling lately that people are sick of me.
Of you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because
she's the only one that gets fan mail?
I've been in an impossibly good mood for like the last 3 weeks. But I'm still talking about the same things because they're the same good things that are happening in my life.
That's good.
Yeah. I don't see anything wrong with that.
We're all pretty happy about that.
Yeah. Wow, that's horrible, Shelley. You know that there's people out there in Radio Land like right now going, what the hell?
Well, yeah, but if you talk about the same things over and over, I'm so excited about this, I'm so happy about this, people are going to go, yeah, we know. Get over it already.
It beats this sucks, this sucks, this sucks, this sucks.
I've had that. Shelly's seen it. Hmm. I am a glass half full most of the time. If you, how you doing? I'm outstanding. They're like, oh, my God.
You're an optimist.
You know who? It drives my friend James absolutely insane.
That's because James is Eeyore.
Oh, no bother.
We love you, James.
James won't listen.
Listening.
Are you kidding?
I know.
James says he wants to hear the show. He'll just go hang out at coffee.
This is true.
The only thing he's missing is the boozy news and the lead-out music.
That's what we should do. Invite all the listeners to coffee. You don't have to sit on your computer and listen to the show. Come down to coffee.
Just come to coffee from all over the world.
That doesn't get us a lot of downloads, though. Can you imagine one day a coffee, like 7,000 people show up?
So everybody, go to Starbucks, take your computer, download the show, just have it going in the background, but talk while we're going.
What is it, Shelley?
Nobody can hear it, but I'm telling you, when I was out here last night, there is a creature
in the studio.
There's definitely a creature.
Yeah. It's the creature.
Hey, let me tell you, when I was out here at 2 in the morning last night working on some
stuff
for promoting
it really is.
Let me tell you, I heard that noise, and I'm like thinking, because it sounds like it's about to crawl out and attack you.
Yeah.
And I don't even know where it is. It might be up, you know, inside the back of the, who knows, the machinery there. We don't know.
Yeah.
So, Shelley.
Yes.
If you could pull yourself away from looking
Mickey
for the creature,
Mouse.
What would your final words on the subject be?
Yeah. I would say that no matter how sick you are of yourself, and thinking that other people are sick of you too, don't give up on yourself. Just put one foot in front of the other and just keep going. When you get to that point where
you'll be walking across the floor,
sick of everything, you'll surrender and then you'll move forward.
Mark?
Just go to a meeting.
Can't get any simpler than that, huh?
True.
Nope. Just go to a meeting.
Matter
of fact, it'd be really good if you went to the meeting and you shared, you know what, I'm really sick of me right now.
I've done that.
I've shared
that at meetings.
Yeah, cause
that would
then,
be perfect.
And then say thank you for letting me share. First of all, it's a 12-second share. It's great.
And do you know how much action you get a coffee breaker after the meeting?
Yeah.
That?
Everyone
would talk to you.
Yeah.
And you know what? What more honest thing could you say than that? You know what? Because when I would go to meetings, I would know people that were sick of me of being there. He's gone in and out and in. You know, I'm taking another newcomer chip. They're like, oh, my God. Do you know at one time I had enough chips to make garland for my Christmas tree with them all attached together? I had a 12-foot strand of chips. And I lost it, unfortunately, but I used to have it.
I mean, could you imagine the reaction I get if I went into a meeting, like, tomorrow or something, and raised my hand to share, and I said, man, I don't know. I really felt weird. I think I'm going to go out. And thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
I'd get a lot of attention at the coffee break.
You would.
Yeah, you would. I'd say.
Yeah, the peanut gallery says that Mark is too narcissistic to go out.
I'll tell Mark. I'll buy you the first drink. Let me know how it was.
Can you buy me the first ounce?
Yeah. Well, no. I'll buy you the first drink. You can take care of the ounce.
That's how I use.
I know. I know. Shelley.
What?
Who are her friends? Shelly is we need the thing of
Shelly sitting about 18 inches from
we've got
this thing is.
You know, it's not another month or so till we get to, you know, Halloween. It's like the creature of the studio.
Yes, what do you want to know?
Who are our friends back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com. You can go to the website, or you can go to recovery101.net and click on the advertising banner and get us a hit and get him a hit at the same time.
That's right, so get a hit.
I'd love to take a hit.
Send Bruce a hit.
Yeah.
Let's get him a hit.
You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe and he will send it to you in the post. And you can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little burg.
Awesome. Mark, how about our friends online?
That'd be In The Rooms at intherooms.com.
.com.
In The Rooms is a online sort of Facebook of recovery where you can go and you can put up a profile and you can enter the A of your choice. Use protection. And they have chat rooms and online meetings and different groups that you can join up. You can go to Friends of Recovery 101 and you can listen to our show on the embedded player while you search the site, and it's all absolutely free.
On the inbred player. Awesome. Let's see. Oh, we've got, don't forget Recovery Idol. You know, do a recording, 30 to 60 seconds. Send it in. So far, we've got one guy who's a front runner because it's the only one we got. Although 8 Days Clean suggested that we use one of their songs, actually, as the lead-in music called You Talk Too Much. There is a song called Talk Too Much. They said we should use that. I said, oh, thank you, Ron. I appreciate that. But you can send those things in. It's got to say Recovery 101, be 30 to 60 seconds long. You can send those to any of our email addresses, which are recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com, or recovery101radio@hotmail.com.
Thank you.
We also have, if you'd like to join the crack staff, that's right, the crack advertising staff, it is recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. And if you'd like to advertise with us, you can contact us any damn way you please. Shelly?
You don't have to call us, just mail us a check.
Yeah, clearly.
Yes.
Who's the lead-out music by?
Our band of the month, 8 Days Clean.
Oh, awesome. Everybody try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
I've been walking these streets since 1963. I kissed every pretty thing that I ever laid her eyes on. See the scratch of you.